serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Joe Biden on stage on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The president stepping aside, his vice president now running for the White House in November. Kamala Harris will not be at the DNC tonight in Chicago, proving how important the swing state of Wisconsin is. She and running mate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee, their Wisconsin appearance to be live streamed at the convention hall. Outside the United Center in Chicago, there were protests.
Riot police moving in from two sides, squeezing the protesters out of the buffer zone. After an hour, clearing the park.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman. On the scene, four people were taken into custody. Six bodies of hostages were taken on October 7th, recovered overnight by the IDF in southern Gaza operation. This is ABC News. The cleanup is just starting in parts of the Northeast after this week's strong torrential storms. ABC's Trevor Ault says parts of Connecticut have been particularly hard hit.
In Southbury, dozens had to be saved from submerged cars. The damage is extensive. We met Anna Cruz, her deck now caked in mud, her basement flooded.
It's horrible. We lost everything. The water is up four steps going up to the first floor. If I go in there, it will be almost up to my shoulder.
The storms rocked the entire New York City area, dumping more than half a foot of rain on parts of Long Island. Authorities declaring a state of emergency with damage estimates already in the tens of millions of dollars.
At least two people were killed in Connecticut. They were swept away by floodwaters. A researcher now says dolphin that's been biting swimmers recently is just starting to play. The experts say the dolphin was likely separated from its pod. Several people have been bitten, including a man with his grandkids. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than two. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday. Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State, the Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has published its fall 2024 hunting and trapping forecasts. More details about what to expect this hunting season when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week released its 2024 Fall Forecast Series, detailing the hunting outlook for a variety of popular game species. These forecasts outline what hunters and trappers across the state can expect while pursuing their favorite game species. In addition to information about these critters, they also include helpful reminders about public land access opportunities, game registration requirements, and season dates. The species forecasts are based on science and the observations of DNR professionals and experienced outdoors folks from across the Badger State. Hunters and trappers can explore fall forecasts for the species they're interested in. They include the fall deer hunting forecast, fall upland game bird forecast and migratory bird hunting forecast, the fall black bear hunting forecast, and an outlook for fall fur bears via hunting and trapping. You can find all of these reports at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search for the appropriate forecast, or simply search the keyword hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only around 5-ish here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 41.
98 Q Country.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself proud, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind.
Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line always stay humble and kind.
That was Humble and Kind from Tim McGraw. It may be quarter after eight, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Up next on 98Q Country. Join me in about 10 minutes to talk about the rest of the morning here on WCQM. We'll talk some birthdays, mess around a little bit. First, here's Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan. I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
I'm not okay, I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay, I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Jelly Roll, I am not okay. We're okay here in the 98Q Country Studios. Greg Gunderson here till 10 o'clock covering for Joel this morning. We'll be handing it to Travis Creeley for the midday show, and then I'll be back at 2 o'clock with you until about 6:10 this evening. The Brewers are playing, who is it, the Cardinals tonight? Yes, the Brewers taking on the Cardinals. Pre-game here on 98Q Country, 6:10, first pitch 6:45. I've got Austin here with me. Good morning, Mr. Austin. How's it going today?
It's certainly going.
I gave you a cup of coffee. You sounded rather uncaffeinated there.
I'm existing off of 4 hours of sleep and jet fuel.
Yeah, fair enough. Jet fuel is the term widely used to describe my homemade coffee beverages.
My grandma took a crack at it too.
Oh, good, good. I'll tell you what, instant coffee, those instant espresso crystals that you can get at your local grocery store are a useful building block in some really delicious and dangerously caffeinated beverages.
I know there's
at home.
There's like some people out there where it's like, well, no, if it's instant, it can't be good. Wrong.
Absolutely incorrect. I didn't know this, but I basically saw some Instagram recipes, and I thought that's simple enough that even if it's bad, I still want to try it. And it was really good. Just some instant coffee, some brown sugar, some milk,
So much easier.
Yes.
Than any other method, really.
That said, that does absolutely not stop me from Old Abe Mercantile, from Kayla's Kitchen to Closet, from the delicious real espresso coffee beverages available in town.
I've tried Kayla's coffee. It's good. It's really good.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been meaning to go to Old Abe to try their coffee, too, because I'm hearing great things.
Both of them are my frequent weakness right here in town. Austin, I figured we'd take a look at some celebrity birthdays. You want to take a peek at the list here, see if there's anybody you recognize on that first page? I even crossed some off later in the list because I didn't think many people would necessarily relate to them. So know that I left all these here, and so if you don't recognize these ones, I am going to judge you. Who do we got on the birthday list for today? By the way, before Austin gets embarrassed here on 98Q, please, if you've got a local loved one, maybe a couple with an anniversary, birthday, annual celebration like that, let us know. You can call us during weekday hours, 715-762-3221 at the 98Q Country Studios, or email us anytime, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Who do you see there?
Well, I recognize the first two immediately.
Okay, who do we got?
Well, let's see. First of all, let me make sure I'm talking into the microphone.
First
of all, it's Demi Lovato. That's a very familiar name. Disney Channel teen actor, became a superstar pop singer. She's 32 today.
Okay, so that's a bit of a softball. Who's next?
Andrew Garfield.
Okay, two
softballs. If I didn't recognize him, I would fully expect it to be kicked out of the studio.
Keep on going. Who do you got?
LA-born British resident, nominated for Best Actor Oscars for various movies.
Yeah, briefly, Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield. That's what I
think
of immediately.
His other notable movies include Spider-Man No Way Home, The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, The Social Network, and Never Let Me Go. He's 41 today. Let's see here. We have next on the list, I don't recognize her, but it's Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, I think I recognize. I think she was in Arrival, which is not probably one of her more popular movies or on the list there, if I had to guess.
I'm officially embarrassed that I did not recognize her. Lois Lane.
I'm just going to be typing away here. You continue.
This is Lois Lane. How could I not recognize her?
Yep, this is who I thought it was. Yep. She's in Arrival. The redhead Amy Adams.
Yep.
Who's next on the list?
She's 50 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Amy Adams. Who's up next?
Jonathan. Here, you use your eyes.
Kiwe Kwan. Jonathan Ki Kwan. He played Short Round in Indiana Jones.
Yep.
He was also in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The Goonies.
He played, what was his name in The Goonies? I think that might be our call from North Lakes Community Clinic.
We're discussing 53 years old today. Let's get to this call.
Yeah, we will jump into this call after the bottom of the hour news here on 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Joe Biden on stage on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The president stepping aside, his vice president now running for the White House in November. Kamala Harris will not be at the DNC tonight in Chicago, proving how important the swing state of Wisconsin is. She and running mate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee, their Wisconsin appearance to be live streamed at the convention hall. Outside the United Center in Chicago, there were protests.
Riot police moving in from two sides, squeezing the protesters out of the buffer zone. After an hour, clearing the park.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman. On the scene, four people were taken into custody. Six bodies of hostages were taken on October 7th, recovered overnight by the IDF in southern Gaza operation. This is ABC News.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
All right, news every top and bottom of the hour. We will finish that news break in just a second here. You may have heard the phone ring, and Austin and I'll get back to birthdays too. But first, we got a phone call from Dr. Ben at North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Ben.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Not too bad. How's it going over at the clinic?
Oh, pretty well, pretty well.
All right, glad to hear it. What have you got for us today?
Today we're going to talk about neck pain.
All right. Well, I mean, I know a lot of us can relate, especially with cell phones being so frequent and that 15-degree angle becoming more and more common. What have you got for us?
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny you mentioned that. That is one of the most, non-injury related causes of neck pain is posture issues. With today's society, you nail it on the head. We are much more tech focused. And the stress of, having your head slightly over the, extended forward from your center of gravity or from your shoulders can put a lot of stress on your neck. There's some studies that show every inch you bring your head forward from the neutral position can increase the weight of your head. That put that force on your neck by 5 to 10 pounds. So your head can go from about 16 pounds to 60 pounds in a hurry. And we have our head leaned forward a lot, and looking at our phones or reading or on the computer or whatever it happens to be. But we are not usually doing the opposite of that, which is having your head then in extension, or tipping your head back, and so. That can cause some imbalances in the joints and the muscles and everything that is involved in your neck, and it can result over time in pain. So most of the time, neck pain is just that. It's mechanical related, whether it's stress built up over time in posture, and if you do repetitive things, like a lot of overhead movements or different things with your arms, the mechanics of your shoulders are greatly tied into the mechanics of your neck. Some of the nerves that control your upper arms come from your neck, and then also a lot of the muscles that stabilize your shoulder are attached or anchored at the neck and upper back. So that's whenever we have somebody come into the office with neck pain, that's, something that we're looking at is, one, not just what's going on in your neck, but also we'll look at the surrounding areas that may be affecting it, and ask questions, what are the activities you do that may have caused it? If it's not something that, like, you fell on your head and sprained or strained your neck, that's a little bit more cut and dry, but sometimes we have to ask more questions about, what kind of things you do on a day-to-day basis. And then we can help you, if it certainly is a mechanical origin of your neck pain, that's something we can help with, then we can not only treat what's going on in the tissues and the muscles and the joints, but we can also help you figure out how to change your habits and behaviors so that way this hopefully doesn't happen as often or anymore. Exercises also go along with that, and stretches that we can give you to help correct the underlying issue.
I know in a past life, I actually had people, I used to sell shoes once upon a time, and we would have people who came in referred to by doctors, chiropractors, physicians, sending them to us for shoes because it was recommended that for their neck pain that they correct their steps by getting the correct shoes. So it definitely seemed to be in the extreme, and it wasn't a bunch of people every day, but things as far away as what's happening with your feet, I know it from my past experience, they seem to be able to pretty drastically affect for some people as high as your neck. I mean, it goes right up your leg to your back, and inevitably it travels upward, it seems.
Yeah, that certainly can be. We don't see that too often, but anything up or down the kinetic chain, as it were, the song, the knee knee bones connected to the hip bone, etc.
We don't play it here often at 98Q, but I do know that one.
Yeah, that's it does have truth to it, that's for sure. But yeah, anywhere from your breathing to your jaw and chewing, yeah, and all the way down to the feet, can affect anywhere up or down the chain. So, you know, that's where a good, you know, when we bring you in, we're going to take a thorough history of your health and try to get down to the bottom of what exactly is going on. And certainly, you know, it's rare, but neck pain can be caused by more serious or life-threatening issues, like something like referred pain from an organ or even from a blood vessel, like a stroke or what precedes a stroke or a vertebral artery dissection. And, you know, it's very rare, but if that is the case, you know, we can, with our proper exam, we can get you into the right place to get your issues treated by the proper place rather than you just questioning or guessing, you know.
Right. It's more than a little bit of guidance. That was something I experienced too, was when people were showing up for shoes for their neck pain, it was very clearly part of a very thorough and well thought out strategy of care.
Mm-hmm. But any other questions?
No, I was hoping wondering if you had anything else for us today coming from the North Lakes Community Clinic. I appreciate your time today, Dr. Ben.
We also have, besides chiropractic, we also have a massage therapist that you are able to, you know, make your appointments on your own, but massage therapy is certainly very effective in treating many mechanical aspects of neck pain. But we can also, you know, if you're unsure, coming to see us, we can then, you know, based on our assessment, we can refer you to them, but you can go see them on their own too, or you know, if you're coming from far ways away, we do refer people to other, like, massage therapists in Phillips, or sometimes even other chiropractors in Phillips, you know, if needed.
All right. And what's the best way for someone who's interested in services? Is that possible online or mostly by phone? What's the best way to go about finding you guys?
Yeah, our phone number is 715-762-2950. You can call the office. Otherwise, you can stop in. We are at 110 Second Avenue North in Park Falls.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the wisdom on neck pain. And remember, if you're listening to this on the 98Q Country app, maybe adjust the angle at which you're holding your phone. Keep it parallel with the ground. It may do you better in the long run. Thanks again, Dr. Ben. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. All right, we're going to dive back into the last of that little news break from the bottom of the hour. I've got a few more country songs to bring you, then a word from our local sponsors here on 98Q Country. We'll talk birthdays closer to the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and I should be hearing from Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services in just a couple of minutes. We've got plenty to do here between now and 9 on 98Q Country WCQM.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have 3 upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only around 5-ish here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Inside. And it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all night or chasing that desire. Melt me like ice.
It's just not my style, but the night is young.
That was Keith Urban, Kiss a Girl, 98Q Country. We are lucky enough to have Matt Krieger here from Pioneer Financial Services. He's got a few awesome nuggets for us today. We're hanging out here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson covering for Joel until 10 a.m. for the morning show, handing it to Travis Creeley, and then I'll take back over at 2 before Brewers pregame carries me away at 6:10. But we've got some room, we've got the space, we've got the time. We've got Matt Krieger here from Pioneer Financial. How's it going today?
Good. How about you?
Going quite well, quite well. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've climbed out of those weird low 40s we saw this morning. Thank gosh. I was a little depressed when I walked outside today.
Yeah, I know. No, me too. Starting to feel a little bit more like fall.
Worth the trade that we've got now, though. I think it's going to be a beautiful week, and it's not going to get below. I didn't think it was going to get below the low 50s, it looks like. So I think we get a reprieve.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. How's it going down by you?
Good, good. Nice and sunny weather, a little chilly this morning, but yeah, it looks like a nice week ahead.
Excellent. What have you got for us on the financial horizons today?
Yeah, so today I wanted to talk about how much money should you have in saving versus in investing, and how to decide what's best for you. It's a conversation that comes up often with clients that as their bucket $1 or money that's in the bank grows, you know, when is that right time to invest, and the difference between the two. So that's what I want to talk about today.
All right. Yeah, a question of balance that I think a lot of people probably have. Why don't we dive in?
Yeah, absolutely. So deciding how much of your finances should be tucked away in savings versus invested can feel like a very hard, complex question. But with personal finance, advice often varying from one expert to the next, it can be challenging to pinpoint a strategy that best aligns with your financial goals and lifestyle needs. Whether you're building an emergency fund, saving for a major purchase, or aiming to grow your wealth over the long term, understanding the nuances of saving and investing is key. So I want to talk a little bit about understanding, you know, saving and investing. And savings typically refers to the portion of income not spent on immediate expenses and put aside for future use. So that would be, you know, not immediate expenses would be things like paying the mortgage, the electric bill, the water bill, whatever the case may be, kind of those monthly expenses that you need to pay. The primary purpose of savings is to provide financial security and stability, allowing for a cushion in unexpected expenses or financial emergencies. And it is crucial, Gary, that the, you know, everyone has a emergency fund for those unexpected emergencies, you know, because that's one thing that certainly seems to come up often, you know, whether it's a car breaking down or, you know, a house repair that needs to be done, things like that. And savings can also help fund specific short-term goals, such as buying a car, maybe taking a vacation, or like I mentioned, covering home repairs. The benefit of having savings is the immediate accessibility and lower risk associated with these funds. This liquidity means you can access your money quickly and without penalty, providing peace of mind and reducing financial stress. On the other hand, investing involves allocating money to achieve a higher return than traditional savings over time. This is typically done through vehicles like stocks, bonds, real estate, and mutual funds, or a combination of all of those. The main purpose of investing is to build wealth and increase purchasing power over the long term. Investments are often used to achieve longer-term financial goals such as retirement, home buying, education funding, or wealth accumulation. The benefit of investing is the potential for significant returns, which can considerably outpace inflation and increase wealth. However, investing does come with risks, and the value of investments can fluctuate, sometimes dramatically, depending certainly on market conditions. And while savings offer security and easy access, investing aims to increase wealth with potentially higher returns. Understanding their liquidity, risk, and return on investment differences is crucial to making informed financial decisions. So that's, of course, what I want to talk about next here, Gary, is just those differences between savings and investing. The first being liquidity. Savings accounts excel in liquidity, providing immediate access to funds without impacting the account balance or incurring penalties. This makes savings ideal for emergency funds or short-term financial goals. That's because, of course, you can access those funds very quickly if need be in those emergencies. In contrast, investments like stocks or real estate typically require more time to convert into cash. Selling these assets can be influenced by market conditions, potentially leading to delays or the need to sell at a loss if quick liquidation is necessary, which of course is the opposite of what we want to do when it comes to buying and selling stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things like that. Of course, another big difference is risk. Savings are generally low risk. They are often insured by institutions like the FDIC in the United States, protecting the principal up to a certain limit. However, they are not entirely risk-free, as low interest rates may not always keep up with inflation. Investments, however, present a higher level of risk. The value of stocks, bonds, real estate, or mutual funds can fluctuate widely based on external factors, meaning the potential for higher losses. However, this risk is often balanced by the possibility of higher rewards, especially when we're talking about long-term investments and long-term strategies. And of course, another big difference between saving and investing is going to be the return on investment. The return on savings is typically lower, reflecting their safety and liquidity. Interest rates on savings accounts are generally modest, primarily serving to preserve capital rather than grow it significantly. On the other hand, investments can yield higher returns driven by market growth, dividends, and other factors. For instance, stock market investments have historically provided substantial returns over the long term, albeit with greater volatility. This potential for higher returns makes investing a more attractive option for long-term financial goals, such as retirement planning and some of those other longer-term, bigger purchases that may not be today, but in the future. And the first step, Gary, in determining your financial goals. Determining financial goals is a crucial first step in effective financial planning. You can tailor your saving and investing strategies by clearly defining your goals, whether purchasing a home, funding a child's education, or securing a comfortable retirement. Short-term goals typically require more liquid assets like savings accounts, which offer stability and easy access. In contrast, long-term goals may benefit from the potential higher returns of investments such as stocks or mutual funds, where time can help mitigate market volatility. And understanding the distinction between short and long-term goals is essential. Short-term goals, which can be expected to be achieved within a few years, should prioritize safety and liquidity, because, of course, that's going to give you those goals when you're going to need that money is more short-term. We don't want to take on as much risk with those. With those dollars. This ensures that funds are readily available when needed without the risk of significant value changes. Long-term goals, on the other hand, which look ahead to 5 years or certainly longer, allow for using investment vehicles with higher return potential. The extended time frame provides an opportunity to ride out market fluctuations and benefit from compounding returns, which is crucial, obviously, for building wealth. And just wanted to touch a little bit, Gary, just to kind of wrap up on different investing strategies when you get to that point. And when determining how to invest, it's crucial to start with the basics, understanding your financial goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Clear goals guide the choice of investment vehicles and strategies, ensuring alignment with personal objectives such as retirement, remodeling a home, or funding a child or grandchild's education. Knowing your risk tolerance helps you select the right mix of assets and balance potential returns with acceptable levels of risk. And kind of wrapping everything up here, Gary, the bottom line is navigating the balance between how much to save and invest can be complex, yet it is crucial for achieving financial security and growth. By understanding specific roles and benefits of savings and investing, you can more effectively tailor your financial strategy to your circumstances and goals, whether you are safeguarding against unforeseen expenses or aiming to build substantial wealth over the long term. A well-rounded financial plan that accommodates both savings and investments is certainly essential.
So it sounds like you said the balance, but it sounds like it's really several balances of not just how much and where is it, but is it growing? What is my level of access to it? And I think most importantly, if anything, the first step anybody should probably take is to check in with you, Matt, at Pioneer Financial Services. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of hit it right on the head there with there's a lot of different complexities to it, but having that conversation. And our phone number is 715-748-3231. I'm certainly happy to sit down and go through your specific situation, because every situation is certainly different, and there's no